Everybody.
Very special ang podcast na to dahil huhulaan nyo kung sinong nagsasalita. Sige, popcorn. Kaya nyo yan. Pakilala kayo.
Parang prayer.
Parang prayer. Popcorn.
Start mo bench bilang ano.
Kala ko dahil bilang pastor's kid nakakainis. Ako po si Bench, political science and law.
Okay, ako naman si Cha. Ang course ko ay English studies, major in language.
Hi, I'm Dan. I'm a journalism graduate.
Hello, ako po si Jen. Ang aking course ng college ay Bachelor of Fine Arts, major in visual communication.
Magna cum laude si Jen. Gusto ko lang sabihin.
Okay kayo. Wala.
Ay, gusto ko lang po sabihin na wala po akong laude. Ang jiwa ko po ay 1.78.
Saan nagko-compute?
Si Dan po yung top 20 nung high school.
Opo, hindi po ako kasing talino ng mga tao sa call na to.
Pero you okay, graduate.
Yay! Ako po si Laila, nanggaling sa pinakamalayong kolehiyo.
Yung ira!
Hindi. Ang course ko ay tourism. Turista.
Ako naman po si Yam at ang sabi nila ay mukhang elementary school daw dati ang aming school of statistics na college of statistics na ngayon.
O, college na siya. Di ba dati institute lang?
Oo. Bench, ang ganda ng building ng stat ngayon. Yes. May bar graph. Dati siyang ano, mababang paaralan ng statistics.
Alam mo yung stats na yan?
Stat lang naman siya. Walang F.
Stat 101.
Walang F. Stat lang.
Stat lang.
Ano ka?
Sorry naman. Sorry naman. Edit ko yung S.
Ikaw pa yung English graduate sa atin. My God. May PhD pa yan sa lagay na yan, ha?
Ah, pero po, mahal po namin ang isa't isa.
Oh, sobra! Man. Sobra! Kayo lang ang pinapayagan kung ganyanin ako. Na-test na to ng panahon.
Opo. Tsaka ano po, ganda po kami ka-type ni Cha. Alam ko po yung pagkakamali niya sa isang class namin nung college.
Naging kaklase ko si Dan.
Saan?
Creative writing class siya. Creative writing 101.
Kahihiyan, Dan. Kahihiyan 101.
May assignment kasi kami. Write a poem. Cut to, nung dumating ako sa classroom namin, hindi ko alam na may assignment. Yung isa namin kaklase, yung sinulat niyang poem, siguro mga 10 pages.
Oh?
As in. Tapos, nung binabasa nung prof namin yung poem niya, binasa niya. Tapos tumigil siya sa isang page. Sabi niya, I like one word. Shattered. Umiyak yung estudyante. Tapos nag-move na siya sa next poem. Eto na, kay Charina Kirante na yung nakita niya. Sabi ng prof namin, guys, we're not in elementary. An acrostic of Jesus Christ is not a poem.
Sabi sa akin! Sabi sa akin! This is not a poem!
Gabi talaga ang persecution sa Christians, ano?
Exhibit 1.
Oo. Nung si Dan na binasa yung kanya, eh alam kong nirush yun ni Dan. Pagkatapos basagin yung mga hopes and dreams namin lahat, nung si Dan na, oh, this is good. Tapos uno siya.
Una muna ikaw, pero sa dulo pala.
Siya ang wakas. Tama ba? Noise yung title.
Tandaan mo pa, Dan.
Siyempre natandaan niya yan.
It was very traumatizing.
Sample.
Sige nga.
No, I don't remember the poem anymore. Meron akong line doon, shards of glass in between. Well, uno.
Ang hiling ng prof dun sa shards, shatter. Dapat nilagyan ko ng ganun eh.
4, 5, 7, stratosphere, let us welcome.
Pasok.
Queen Dwight, nagpakalala kami lahat.
Name and crush.
Okay.
Okay.
wala akong may insert ng crush ngayon eh.
Kawawa ka naman.
Wow, Laila, upakulahan mo. Queen Dwight, anong course mo nung college?
HE, Home Economics.
Cha, tinanong na namin ang mga friends namin. Marami nga sila mga sagot eh. Iba-iba pa.
Gusto ko yung ready kayo kasi wala kami notes.
Oh, ready kami.
Iba talaga pag taga-stats.
Yeah. Iba talaga pag taga-stats.
Oh, guys. Malinig ako.
Oh my gosh. Alam mo ba, Yam, kumuha ako ng isang stat course. Stats course? Stat course? Hindi ko alam. Stat course?
Stat.
Never siya magiging stats. Okay. Para lang klaro. Ikaw lang talaga yung bukod tangi nagpupumilit ng stats.
Ang baba ng grade ko sa stat. Kaya siguro ako edited
bundle. Now we know why. Okay.
Pinalagyan mo lagi ng S.
Anong stat ba yan? Stat 101?
So tama ba? Bad na tayo yung mag-a-advise sa person na to?
Oh my God, nahiya naman ako. Balik ko na yung scholarship na binigay sa akin. I'm not worthy.
Oo. Bayaran mo yung full tuition.
Uy, pero bago yun, pwedeng alo muna. Kamusta muna love life? Ganun muna. Inumpisahan ni Dan yun eh.
Totoo.
Okay.
In two sentences, kamusta ang love life?
Well, I have one sentence. I live alone in my condo.
Pero may condo.
Ako phrase lang, zero but hopeful.
Wow.
Ako ano, mas matatag pa kami ng thesis ko. Ano, in a long ano, relationship with my thesis.
Ako, ano, right. receding like my hair. Ako.
Jen, lie.
Yeah. Ako, parang si Dan. I live alone in my condo. I have a cat. Nagiging cat lady na ako.
Taylor Swift, is that you? O si Lai?
Sa akin, akala ko this year meron kaya lang pandemic. So next year na lang. try ulit.
Pandemic eh.
Oh, high hopes 2020 dapat. Mukhang high hopes 2021 na eh.
Ano naman kami? Meron kaming ganyan. Simula 2018, guys.
Grabe, like, nandito naman po tayo sa isang casualty ng pandemya. Oh, yes, Kuya Dwight. Kumusta love life?
Kuya Dwight, oh.
Kuya talaga eh, no? Parang layo ng what love life?
Wow! Sure, what?
Career driven.
Focus.
Pero stratosphere na eh.
Ah, wala ngayon. Walang serious love life. So,
ano, joke lang?
Daming baong jokes, Laya.
Kaya sumasagot, nag-iisip siya kung joke o seryoso eh.
Hindi na, na nakapagsalita si Dwight.
Kuya Dwight, kinuya pa natin. Hindi naman natin na respeto.
Yan. Para lang klaro, no, by student number po, si Dwight po ay 03. Tapos, si Benj,
bata,
05
bata
kami
pa
ni Ben.
Ako,
05 ako din.
Ako, 05 ako. Si Lai, 04. Tsaka si Yang. Jen ay 06.
No, 05. I just look young.
05, let's go!
Wait, Dan, technically parang 0 ka dapat.
Mahimik ka, Dwight, hindi ka tinatanong. Hindi ka tinatanong, Dwight.
Grabe, alam
ko yung mga
kawal niyo. Hindi na nakakapagsalita. Hindi ka pa tinatanong.
Technically, 04 ka daw, Dan.
Technically, 04 ka.
Walang nagtatanong, di ba? Pero ang batchmate ko talaga si Lai tsaka si Yang, if we're being honest.
Guys, si Dan ang, ano, ang prime example ng ginamit ang pagbabash for the better. Kasi kakabash kay Dan, Jay, lumipat siya ng UP para ipakita ang ano.
I belong.
Look at me now.
Kuya, hindi.
Walang seryosong love life, but...
Seryosong love life ngayon.
Seryosong love life.
Walang seryosong love life. Iba talaga pag...
Ito yung na qualifier na seryoso.
Claire nagde-date.
Walang seryoso.
Yun nga, I went on a few dates. Pero, yeah, nothing serious. So, yeah.
Hindi magpapagapi sa pandemya.
Mas matibay sa pandemya.
Balik na tayo sa topic at hand. Feeling ko unahin natin yung what would you tell your younger self?
Sige, go.
I'm so smart, my God.
Siyempre, Jordan K.
Taga-UP ka eh.
You're immediately crushable. Taga-UP ka eh.
Umpisan ko na kasi okay. Meron na akong answer kanina pa.
Wow!
Both stat, go.
Ang answer ko doon ay huwag masyado mag-invest.
Nang
thanks.
Parang dapat, mas marami akong binigay noon na time for ministry, for relationships. Sa tingin ko, dapat binalansi ko. Kaya yung mga laude, di ba?
Hindi ako laude.
Parang naisip ko lang, sayang yung time. Naisip ko lang noon, kailangan ko lang makagraduate.
Ah, so gusto mo mas balance yung life. Mas balance yung
yes,
life.
Oo.
Very similar din kasi yung, if there's one thing I would have told my younger self, my college self, is that I should have balanced it more also. My last sem, in UP, by the tail end of the semester, I was crying every day because of how difficult the sem was. And yet, nag-college scholar ako noon. Nagulat talaga ako. Para sa mga listeners po natin, sa UP po, wala po kaming dean's list. Ang meron po kami ay college scholar at university scholar. Pag ang GWA mo ay flat 1 to 1.45, ikaw ay university scholar. Pag 1.46 to 1.75, college scholar ka.
Uh-oh.
So my point being, if I exerted a bit more effort in studying, I could have gotten laude.
Ako namang baliktad. I could have studied less. Iba baliktad yung akin.
Iba talaga kapag laude, no? Iba talaga.
Wait! Kung laude lang ako, Magda si Jen. Feeling ko, I could have, ano, loosened up a little. Lumandi ng bahagya. yung bahagya. Oo, talaga. Fili ko aral lang ako ng aral. Oh, pakinggan natin yung magna.
Oh my gosh. Sige. Hala. Ano ba yan? Feeling ko I really just got lucky kasi I was passionate dun sa course. If I was gonna give an advice to my younger self, I like the theme na balance eh. Pero for me, more of think about how this will impact your life 5 years, 10 years down the line. Ang tendency ko nun was to just think about the here and now. Pero I think yun nga na parang, okay, is this something you want to do for the rest of your life or at least continue this path that you're on? Feeling ko nagkulang ako dun. It's more of that. Parang balancing, oh, I'm really enjoying my college experience. And will this benefit me after I graduate and even up till retirement? Kumbaga, think about your life as a whole.
I share that sentiment. Actually, ano eh, sabit lang ako as cum laude na 1.75. Yun, sakto lang talaga. How I lived yung college life, medyo winning ko talaga siya. Kung kailan ko gustong mag-aral. Meron din akong story na parang kay Dange na meron akong paper, 3 hours ko siyang ginawa sa computer shop dun sa malapit na Tambayan. Tapos nakuha ko ng ano, ng 1.25 dun. One of the proudest moments of my winging life. So, kung nag-aral pa ako, sana edi mas maganda. Pero at the same time, sana kinonsider ko din yung long term. Sobrang chill ko sa college. Nakalimutan ko na may major subjects pala. So, nung last year ko, lahat ng subjects ko, major. Grabe.
All science subjects.
Ikaw yung major, pero major.
Yes, lahat major.
wala ka bang advisor noon?
Hindi ako pumupunta. As in talagang wing ko lang talaga siya.
Oh, tapos laude ka pa. Diyos ko ha.
Good budget pero law school. Pwedeng,
ito yung uso ngayon. Being mindful. Naisip ko lang na mas mindful ba tayo nun?
Hindi.
Iba. Iba ang ating generasyon.
Feeling ko hindi siya function ng early 2000s versus now. It's a function of our age now. In hindsight, naman lahat nun itong sinasabi natin eh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Diba? Mm-hmm. Ngayon kasi mas may wisdom na rin tayo with our age. Now that we're older, the more we are mindful of the fact na time is super precious and we need to spend it wise. We need to choose who I spend it with. We need to choose how I spend it, where I spend it. So mas function siya of age than year.
Oo nga. Ako na lang. Sa akin, siguro, huwag masyadong takot.
Context. Amen, Lai! Amen, Lai!
Huwag masyadong takot, Mag! Amen! Diba, before nung college, ano, go with the flow, tapos sobrang free. Kung nafe-feel mo na hindi nag-work sa'yo yung course mo, okay lang mag-shift, Mag. Ganyan. Siguro mga third year, standing ka na, pero nafe-feel mo, oh, hindi ako for eng, hindi ako for stat, shift out, parang gano'n.
Lai, nag-change ka ba ng course?
Yun nga.
Takot ka, Sat!
Okay. And yung advice mo to your younger self.
Yeah, oo.
Go to IT, ikaw na. Ang pinaka may wisdom sa ating lahat.
Well, siguro, ano ba? I would agree with Dan. Hindsight is always 2020. I mean, not the year, pero 2020 na yung tirado ng ano ng mata, diba? So,
wow, ano pa sa mo pa?
Siguro, ano lang, have a bit more direction, I guess. Kasi nga, I started college engineering din. Medyo joke lang din naman. Kaya ako naging eng. Clips lang namin nung high school friends ko. Pumasa ako na eng.
And then,
photo course.
Talino naman masyadong.
Trip lang.
Sa'yo ko pala nakuha yung S, Kuya Dwight.
Nung panahon naman natin, uso pa yung S. Ngayon lang yan, naman yata nawawala yung mga S. Ano.
Kaya nga, napaka-judgmental nyo.
Karina Kirante, sa ilang taon ko sa UP, hanggang ngayon, sa lahat na kilala ko sa UP, ikaw lang tumawag sa stat ng stats. Chas Kirantes.
Sorry na. Go, Kuya Dwight.
Pero yun, siguro have a bit more direction. Kasi, yun nga, I came into UP with no plans at all. Nadengge ako finals week, so I had to shift out. Yung dapat course na shiftan ko, ayaw nilang tanggapin. That's why I ended up with home economics.
Alam mo, may tanong ako for everybody. Kung kaya mong piliin yung course mo in college. Now that you know kung ano yung mga trajectories ng courses, trajectories ng careers, ano yung pipiliin mong course?
Ako, accounting. Na-waitlist ako dun eh. Kung hindi ko dinout si God, baka lang accountancy talaga yung napasukan ko.
So, ito numbers so, ka talaga, Yam?
Oo, dapat.
Accountancies.
Accountancies.
Ako, right now, I'm able to use my college course in what I do. So, I wouldn't really change that. If I could take a second course, I would take creative writing.
Nice. Creative writing.
Para sa'yo talaga yun, Dan. I'm gonna give it to you. Ako naman, naman parang si Dan in a sense na okay naman yung kinuha kong course kasi I was able to build a career out of it. Pero kung pwede akong mag-minor in something, siguro linguistics talaga.
Jen, ikaw na, Jen.
It's more of what could have been if I pursued ang aking childhood dream, which is to be a veterinarian. Ang layo, di ba? Lagi siyang on my mind kasi katabi ng Fine Arts ang vet hospital.
Pili ka lang next, Jen.
Si Kuya Dwight.
Iniisip ko naman talaga na gusto kong maging course for college was medicine. Nung tinatanong ako ng ano, ng anong gusto ko talaga is yun, to be a doctor. And lahat naman ng choices ko, applying to UP, puro pre-med. Ayun, I think it would have been a good fit for me.
Lai.
Laro ba?
Sila.
Sa akin, psych. Or pumunta na lang sana ako ng Vincent. Di ba meron silang career, ano, exam, di ba? Hindi ko alam yun.
Hindi ko rin alam yun.
Merong ganun tayo.
May ganun tayo?
For the listeners, FYI.
Sa guidance.
May guidance tayo?
Ayun.
Kasi ko rin alam yun.
Basta akit ka ng Vincent.
Kasi pupunta lang tayo ng Vincent's para umihi.
Sa kapag umuulan, kailangan silungan.
Pag-withdraw sa land bank. Manun.
Pag-withdraw? Oo.
Wow, may uwi-withdraw.
Kumakain ako doon.
Kumain sa cup, tapos pili ka ng kulay ng ulam.
Yeah. Sa Vincent's, kung saan pumunta si Bench para tanungin kung may scholarship ang mga valedictorian. Eh lahat ng klase mo valedictorian. Paano? Ayun, Lai. So you should have, anyway, would have gone to career quiz.
Yes. Ayun nga, or it take ang psych para pag-aralan ang behavior ng mga tao at asahin ang mga utak nyo.
Si Bench.
Siguro ano, more of yung mas magandang background pagdating sa solo. Siguro ano, English studies or accounting. Okay talaga silang backbone for law.
Bakit accounting, Bench? Ang pilo?
Kasi ano, tax, ganyan. Marami. At saka, yung practicality ng accounting, sobrang okay siya for ages. Hindi magbabago yung need ng society for accountants.
Agree. Hinahabol ako ng accounting. Hindi ako nag-math. Buong 4 years. Wala akong math subject, guys.
Math 1, math 2.
Nothing.
Math 2 si Dan. Sobrang proudest moment niya yan.
Tapos muntik na ako bumagsak.
Math 2.
Na-obvious yung top 20.
Na-erase yung ano mo, yung win mo sa poem, Dan.
Wala talaga. Nung nakita ko sa math building, di ba, student number grade, nung nakita ko na 275 ako, friends, umiyak talaga ako. Tumawag ako sa ate ko, oh my God, ate, I passed math 2. Oh my God. Ganong kalala. Di ba yung math 2, supposedly, madali lang siya, like practical.
Yes. Parang high school math.
Sandali. Para klaro.
Ah, sige.
Ang grading system po namin by numerical numbers. So, uno, pag sobrang talino mo, ang nakakuha lang yan, kuwari si Jen Fuller, ganyan.
Siya lang.
Uno po yung pinakamataas. And then, 1, 2, 5, 1, 5, increments of 0.25. Increments, talino.
Oh.
Hanggang 3. Pag 3 po, yun yung pumasa ka lang talaga. Tapos, may 4 at 5. Yung 4, conditional siya. If you take the exam, and you take the removals, 3 ka automatic.
Uh-oh.
Pag bumagsak ka, 5. 5, baksak po yun. Hindi naman sa dahil wala kang pag-asa. Ano lang talaga. Hindi mo lang kinaya that set. Bali po si Jen Fuller, magna cum laude po siya. Basically po, lahat po ng grades niya, 1, 1, 2, 5, at 1, 5 lang.
Oo. Meron akong line of 2. But
isa
akong
lang yun.
Tawag namin sa ganyan halimaw.
Yes, sabanga.
Okay. Si Dwight Enriquez po ay galing pong Philippine Science High School.
Main
sila po yung main campus.
Naalala ko ay Kuya Dwight. Meron tayong parang lakwatsa nun. Tapos may exam si Kuya Dwight. So sabi ni Kuya Dwight, hahabol ako, ganyan. Tapos nag-exam siya. Tapos parang 20 minutes niya lang tinake. Tapos pinasa na niya. Tapos sumama na siya sa lakwatsa sa atin. Ganun siya katalino, guys. Iba.
Hindi sila.
Iba pagpisay.
Grabe.
Kaibigan namin, no? Yung isa. Wag. You know yung gusto niya sabihin sa younger self niya? Yan lang. Wag.
Wag yan.
Tapos na.
Wag siya.
Yung isa naman.
Wag yan.
Yung isa naman, ano yun, Lai? One day, lilipas din yan.
Siguro yung mga ano, mga heartaches mo sa crush mo, ganyan. Yan.
Guys, wala talagang bearing sa future yung mga crush natin nung college.
Oo.
Actually, no?
Pero totoo yan. Huwag yung masyadong seryosohin yung mga crush.
Oo. Kasi po, para po sa listeners, langong-lango po kasi talaga yung mga tao nun sa I Kiss Dating Goodbye.
Kasi kami po yung mga single ngayon.
Sinasabi na guard your heart, yung mga ganun, di ba?
One time, nag-piggyback sa akin si Cha. Napagalitan po kami.
Oo, na-judge ako dun.
Sa beach ba yan?
Oo.
Yung private beach?
Yung kay isa pa natin kaibigan na maya.
Upper class.
Hindi lang upper class yung general tamang lokohan.
Oo. Ano yun?
Elite class. Elite.
Kumbaga 1% po siya.
Oo, pero yung polo niya ilan lang paulit-ulit.
Oo.
Magkano isang polo, buong sweldo ko na yun ngayon. Mahal natin si friend. Siyempre, hindi ko masabi yung pangalan. Oo,
super. Nag-share ng gospel sa akin.
Akala kaya ka ba tumanggap kay Lord?
Hindi.
Wrong motive.
RM nga yun, yung wrong motive.
RM. RM and Joko.
Tapos ano, RS.
Wrong spelling.
And
RF.
Ano yung RS?
Wrong spelling.
RF.
Ano yung RF?
RF. Wrong pronunciation. Ano ba yan? Yung... Dami ko natutunan sa'yo.
Lay, ano ba yan? Saan ko nakuha yan?
Bukali.
RM lang.
Actually, alis ako pupuntang Batangas ngayon. Eh, iwan ko kayo kay Cha.
Alis ka na now, Benj?
As in now. Biyahe kami ngayon.
Sige, magiging dance and Cha na to.
No problem with me.
Sounds like naman.
Ingat, Benj.
Bye, Benj. Yeah,
bye, kinikaw sa sariling podcast. Uy, bumalik na tayo sa topic natin. Baka naman.
Yan.
Ako sasabihin ko sa sarili ko, okay lang na pareha kayo ng crush ng friend mo. Naalala ko nun, may crush ako, tapos crush din ni Lai.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Sino?
No.
Sino?
Yuck!
Sabi ko sa sarili ko, nauna si Lai, so hindi ko pwede maging crush.
Diyos pero, ko naman, crush lang. Hindi nyo naman dodwain.
Yung definition mo ng crush nung college ka, feeling mo, ano na.
Yun na yun. Kala mo naman kasi, parang feeling mo, pag namili ka, yun na yun.
I kiss dating goodbye nga.
Yun nga, advice ko yun sa younger self ko na huwag basahin yung I kiss dating goodbye ng seryoso. Sa'yo kasi yun, Lai eh, yung I kiss dating goodbye na binasa ko.
Hindi kay kasi sa akin yun ni Kuya ata.
Ayan pa.
Patay.
Mga kuya-kuya talaga eh, di ba?
Diyos ko. Ayun na nga, may crush sila eh. Tapos, crush ko din. Tapos si Goya, ina-assert niya ako na, sabihin na natin kay Lai. Ganyan. Magka-boarding house kasi tayo. Tapos, sabi ko, ayoko, wag mo sasabihin. Kasi takot-takot ako. Kasi nauna ka nga. You prayed for him first.
So, dibs.
Tapos umiiyak na ako sa boarding house. So, sabi ni Lai, bakit? Lai, crush ko rin si ano.
Oh my God.
Di naman nagtagal yung crush na yun, Lai.
Ako rin naman.
Wow. Ikala ko kasi love na love. Tumagal kaya yung sa'yo, Lai. Ayan. Naapektuhan ako because yung culture from Pilipinas tas nag-switch over to Canada. Nadala ko siya. Kung ano man yung perspective ko in dating, Joshua Harris talaga to, guys.
Anong pinaka-different?
Kasi open dito eh. Like, dating is not taboo here. Parang nadala ko siya, so hindi ko siya ginagawa. Hindi ko nag-date. Hanggang ngayon.
Kasi sa atin, pag naganon ka na, ang seryoso na nun agad.
Mm-mm.
Oo, kasi yun nga, yun yung mali ng mga Pilipino dun sa I Kiss Dating Goodbye, as I've said before. In a Western context, dating is literally
how you know people.
And hindi siya yung para magjowa agad.
Ay, yung isa naming friend nila, ang sagot niya dun sa what she's gonna say to her younger self ay dapat nagjowa ka lang ng jowa.
Well,
in a sense, kung gusto mong gawin, okay lang. Parang hindi mo yun ikakabawas bilang tao kung gusto mong magjowa.
Bilang Kristiyano.
Oo, bilang Kristiyano.
Oo. Hello, dad ko nga may dalawang ex eh. Pastor yun.
Sana all my ex. Like,
even to my dad, hindi one girlfriend, that's it forever.
Yun nga kasi yung naging ano before.
Na ayan, kaya yung generation ng mga Kristiyano ng babae na kaedad natin, tulad yung apat. Sareng!
Dance, totoo naman.
Totoo naman, oh.
Or baka nga, no, date with a purpose pa rin. Tapos, at the same time, pero you get to know the person, intentional, pero at the same time, open ka na pwedeng hindi mag-work, pwedeng iba yung direction yung in life.
Ito date. Yung problema. Gano'ng kakarupok?
Ay!
In theory, ganon. Pero in reality...
In reality, ang hirap ng mga boundary.
Oo nga.
In reality, pag pogi, hatak. Yun talaga ako, guys, eh. Hindi ko kaya.
Yung alin? Pagwapo?
Pag cute, pagwapo, wala na. Eh, Dance, ano namang masasabi mo? So, ano dapat ang gawin namin?
One thing that...
Not wow, just... may answer agad.
One thing?
Sa akin lang, be open to dating.
Yeah.
Guys, aminin natin, nung kolehiyo lalo, pag may nagpakilalang lalaki, ang automatic na ano nyo ay, hindi siya yung God's best.
Oo.
Diyos ko naman, ano ba? Masyadong naging yung conscious.
Yung mga nag-try, hindi sila yung gusto namin.
Feeling ko, hindi ko kasi in-entertain din. Hindi binigyan ng pagkakataon. Kasi nga naniniwala pa tayo nun sa God's best. What do you think about, yan, yung mga dating apps?
Ay, nako, nag-dating app na ako.
Yam, alam to ni Yam, nag-dating app na rin ako.
Sige,
go. Go, Jet.
Actually, matagal na ako nag-dating app. Kasi, I guess, yung interest ko, very introverted. Nag-try ako ng OkCupid. Mm-hmm. And I met someone.
And then?
Naging weird siya. Hindi na kami nag-uusap. We never met in person.
So, medyo hindi siya positive experience.
Oh, basically, sorry.
At least you tried. At least you tried,
Jet. I mean, I think may similarity naman tayo sa heart natin na. Nag-pray na rin ako ng ganyan. Parang God, bigay naman ng something dyan.
And then parang jowa naman dyan. Yes.
Something naman dyan. And then parang the day after or parang after a few hours, may magme-message. Ang lagi nating isipin parang, ah, ito na ba to? Is this the one? Is this the one? Feeling ko, I mean, God will allow that to make us think or to make us be more self-aware kung mali yung taong dumating.
Yung mga ganong guys talaga, yung sila lang yung nagsasalita.
Sorry na, guys. Sorry na.
Ha?
Sorry.
Kwenta ko muna.
Sinat ako ni Kuya. Tapos nag-ano na ako, nag-iisip na ako, bakit naman ito nag-chat, ganyan. Nagkukwento na siya about himself. Di naman ako nagtatanong. Alam mo yun, parang sabi niya, ito yung hopes and dreams ko.
Baka lang mag-match kayo.
Hindi, feeling ko, he just wanted to talk. Hindi naman niya tinatanong kung ano yung hopes and dreams ko. Parang it was a very one-sided. Out of the blue, nag-initiate ng convo, tapos just to talk about yourself, parang okay. Yung mga ganun talagang guys.
Pero iba rin kasi ang guy eh, di ba?
Oh, iba rin kausap kasi ang isang guy. Na nilalandi ka, charot lang.
Hindi yung charot, wala na nga tayong boyfriend, tapos wala pang ano.
Ouch.
Saka, iba rin kasi yung online dating dito. Ang online dating dito, makikita kayo agad.
Actually.
You talk to me.
Sa inyo naman kasi walang bakas ng Filipino, I don't wanna say values.
Expectation agad.
Oo eh. Yung kanila kasi purposive lahat.
Oo. Parang, the first date doesn't mean anything dito. The second date means something. Pag minit ka niya ulit, that means something. Oo, dito. So,
ay, ang cute naman dyan.
Ay, gusto mo ba?
Oh.
Hindi ako nag-online date.
Ang sinabi ko na kay God 35, pag di pa, wala na. Itatanggapin ko na talaga sa sarili ko na
hindi. Puno, wala na, yam.
Pero minsan niisip ko rin, medyo comforting din, na walang person dito, so I don't have to stay. Isa inisip ko, siguro, nasa maling lugar lang ako. Parang gano'n. Eh, nagka-pandemia. High hopes 2021 na lang talaga.
Guys, question.
Push na lang yan.
Nung nagka-pandemic, nagkaroon ba kayo ng existential realization?
Ako, ano, it's more of the mortality of things. It really made me question also, am I ready? Medyo pragmatic din siya. You'll never know how the virus will affect your body. There have been reports of really healthy people who have died.
Yeah.
So, and one of the reasons why I am working out on the daily is to improve my health. And that is a byproduct of the fact that if this virus hits me, I'll die. So, mas naging question of mortality from my end. And because of that, a naging byproduct din nun is, will I spend... Yeah. I'm not gonna cry yet. Nandun din ako sa aspeto na, if I die in the next week or so, I'll be alone.
Oh, Dan! Nag-uumpisahan sa ganyan! Ano ba yun?
The first time I went home, I cried. And every time my parents call sa video, I cried. Because I was so scared that this will be the last time I'd see them. Nandun ako sa level na yun na I'm alone. I am utterly alone. Kaya din ako walang desire to stay any longer in BGC. Ang may apartment building, bawal ang pet. At least in where I live now, in this condo, I can have one. May sense of magkakakumpanyo na ako kahit kumakahuli yan, okay lang. May kasama ako versus all of these concrete walls. walls. And these concrete walls have somehow transformed into proverbial concrete walls for me also. Because no one can go in, no one can go out.
Wow.
And then,
thanks for sharing that, Dan. Kasi feeling ko like there's a lot of people na yun yung nararamdaman niya. Especially single people. Kasi to be honest, nag-research talaga ako na parang coping with the pandemic as a single person. Especially people who live alone. Feeling ko kasi it wasn't in regular conversations eh. Hindi mo naririnig, di ba? Parang we don't realize na it's a common feeling. Or parang maraming nagsistruggle nun.
Tsaka yung ano, the feeling of isolation apparently is one of the most powerful feelings. Powerful in a sense na it can destroy you.
Nakakabaliw siya.
First time kong nag-nervous breakdown.
This pandemic?
Nag-research talaga ako kung depression na yun. Ayun. Yes. First time.
How are you now?
Thankful talaga ako kay God at sa church. Nakatulong yun sa akin para ma-accept ko agad na, pwede talaga akong dumaan dito. Akala ko, cheerful akong person, so never ko yun mararamdaman. Pero naramdaman ko. Pero thankful pa rin kay God na parang He let me understand it, recognize it, and accept it, and take action on it. Yun, yung mental health just got real to me this year.
I'm actually very glad that this is a conversation that's happening among Christians because according to a lot of scientists and social scientists, the next pandemic is a mental health pandemic. Because we're all struggling with isolation, depression, anxiety. I have to say that I'm really glad this is a conversation that's happening among Christians. Because, let's face it, the church is not particularly keen on recognizing mental health as an actual problem. Depression is an actual sickness. There's science behind it. Parang the point is if you have Jesus, you can't be depressed. But that's not the point. If I were diagnosed with depression, for example, I actually lack serotonin in my brain. I cannot control that. While there are triggers that can be emotional, there is still a scientific explanation for it. I'm not saying that Jesus is not real. What I'm saying is, hello, pag may cancer ka ba, ipapipray mo lang? Hindi, di ba? Hindi ka pa rin tulong.
Tsaka may tabu sa church eh, na parang if you go seek counseling or you have to take medication, parang...
You're damaged, yeah.
Oo, bakit or kulang ka sa faith? Parang gano'n na pag may cancer ka naman, you can go seek a doctor, you can take medication, and it's still part of being faithful, parang gano'n. Pero pag depression kasi, I think for Filipinos, feeling ng mga magulang, may pagkukulang sila pag yung anak nila kailangan humanap ng counseling. And a lot of parents find it difficult pag yung mga anak nila start opening up that I feel this way, na meron akong mga ganitong nararanasan, dinideny ng mga parents. It's not about you. It's about the person experiencing it.
Pero honestly lang, guys, mahirap maki-empathize ang isang person kung yung person na yun, hindi naman niya talaga na-experience.
I get that, yeah. In a sense na, in my job, I had a partner who had serious anxiety issues. For me, I don't understand it. But I also recognize she's sick. I am able to recognize that.
Ayun, yun yung key term ata dun eh, recognizing it. Dun ata lang naman nagkukulang talaga yung mga people or yung older generations.
Marami talagang conversations na dapat mag-take place. Ikaw, Lai.
Siguro yung sa pandemic, ang nangyari, alam niyo ba, na nung Thursday night, parang may news na about lockdown. Pag akit ko ng kwarto, iyak ako agad. The next day, umuwi na ako ng probinsya. So, nag-spend ako ng 3 months sa province. Doon ko na-realize na kung mag-e-end yung generous family. Ano ba talaga yung nagmamatter in life? Mga ganun na yung mga naiisip ko noon.
Zambales Kalay, no?
Yes. Tapos, nung bumalik na ako dito sa Manila, nagstay na ako dito sa apartment. Totoo pala yun. As in, sobrang naglilis ako. Nag-ano ko ng halaman, yung mga ganun. I think, more on telling myself na tanggapin na wala, stay put ka talaga, Lai. Kasi before naman, di naman ako nagsistay ng matagal dito sa bahay. So, minsan, nagpipick na yung introvert, energy. Kailangan ko na ng people na i-meet. At the same time, itong pandemic na to, parang it strengthened yung mga past relationships, past friendships. Parang recently napapaisip ako. Gusto ko na rin bumalik sa old life, old normal. Pero bringing yung 50% lang, parang mas kinakat na yung mga feeling ko hindi naman necessary or hindi
essential.
Naman essential or mga fillers lang ng life.
Actually, lakas mga filter ng pandemic sa lahat ng bagay.
Totoo.
Si Kuya.
for me, in depression, etc., well, na-feel ko siya for a time nung total na lockdown. Pero yun nga, since nagkaroon na ng work, medyo na-lessen na yung ganung ano, ganung instances. Parang siguro the worst that I felt nung lockdown was yung mga pag masyado nang involved with political discussion. Sa merong time na sobrang galit, nagalit, parang naiinis ako na feeling ko nag-hyperventilate na ako na tumataas na yung blood pressure ko. Nag-lilo muna ako sa political discussions for a time. Well, ngayon, I'm sure na panood niyo siguro yung sa Disney. Nag-iyak ako doon na sobra kasi parang it's been almost a year since I went home. Eh, yun nga, yung lola ko din kasi late last year medyo she's battling cancer. Ano eh, sobrang love ko yung lola ko niya. But I'm really praying na hopefully by Christmas naman, uwi na ako sa amin.
Grabe. Ako naman sobrang inggit na inggit ako sa mga taong nag-live alone. Oh, kasi kasi nung nagka-pandemic ang I know this is coming from a privileged perspective. I recognize my privilege. Nung nagka-pandemic, ang existential question ko is, am I happy? Am I happy? Oo, kasi
oh my gosh.
Kasi parang
I am not.
Kung mag-end ba yung mundo, magiging masaya ka ba o haharap ka kay Christ na nagrereklamo ka? Na parang teka lang God, I didn't live my life the way I should. Parang ganun na hindi ka naman mamahalin ng thesis mo pabalik. Yung ganun. Ako iiyak. Una yung feeling talaga ng regrets na lahat sanang ng mga ginawa ko before pandemic. Parang mag-e-end yung mundo na hindi ako bumubukod, mag-e-end yung mundo na nag-aaral ka pa din, na hindi ka nag-explore ng relationship. Yung ganun yung pakiramdam ko noon na hindi mo magagamit yung degree mo sa langit. Aside from am I happy is, the next question is, what will make you happy? And yun pala, because I was focusing so much on myself na magka-degree ka, pataasin mo yung value mo sa society. Hindi pala yun yung makakapagpasaya sa'yo, but it's more of, meron pang mga bagay more than you. So siguro, sa pandemic na to, kahit na nagka-high blood na si Kuya sa political ano. I think this pandemic really pushed me to look at politics and to really participate and be part of that dialogue kahit na nakakapagod siya. Diba? Kahit na minsan you will lose people because of that dialogue.
Yung with regards to your realization regards to taking part in the political discourse. Iniisip ko lang siya lately na parang it's with the people I work with na lang. Somehow, they look up to me. I guess may effect eh. Parang when I talk to them, they understand. They might be on the fence. So, pwede mo silang masway or ma-enlighten in a way. Iniisip na lately how to make it parang look funny. Kasi minsan parang when you try to attack na ang bobo naman or whatever, wala eh, nagko-close off talaga eh. Siguro slowly make people realize na wait lang, it doesn't make sense anymore. Mali na, gano'n. Parang nakakatawa na itong mga nangyayari. Parang hindi na tama. And also to manage na lang din yung inis.
Oo. Ang hirap makipag-communicate sa mga taong sobrang detached sa reality.
Yes.
Ako, talaga, I rarely engage with the KDDS. Okay. As in, on social media, no.
I think I've unfollowed some people.
I've unfriended a lifelong friend.
Wala eh. Like, mahirap sa mental health eh.
I got into trouble kasi yung nakaanuhan ko.
DDS?
Ha?
DDS?
Hardcore. Usually, hindi ko pinapansin nung ganun. Kasi, nag-misuse siya ng scripture. It was basically condemning every Christian na hindi pro. Yung post niya to me was irresponsible. Sobrang out of context siya. Kaya ako na-rile up. Nagkamali din ako kasi I really don't know the person well. Usually, nagre-rebuke lang ako pag kilala ko siya. I tried to be extra kind. In the end, naging ano naman na kami na parang, okay, agree to disagree.
Ako naman pinapatos ko lang pag person of influence, yung ganon. Yung alam ko na meron siyang audience, medyo pinapatulan ko pag ganon. Pero pag hindi naman masyadong informed, alam ko na hindi nagbabasa ng maayos na sources, pinapalampas ko na lang or ina-unfollow ko na lang. Pero pag may nakikinig sa yung audience na potential voters, ganyan, or mga kabataan, tapos nagtatanong naman siya, pinapatos ko, ganun. Since place of comfort, hindi nila nararamdaman, right? Yung nangyayari sa Pilipinas. And nagigets ko yung medyo at fault din ako doon. Kasi una din, minsan nisip mo na, ano ba yan? Bakit wala silang critical thinking skills yung mga ganyan? Pero ano pala yun? That's the wrong approach. You need to speak at the place na nakakaintindihan kayo. Kasi otherwise, mamamuddle yung message. Magmumukha ka lang, siguro kasi taga-UP yan, aktivista yan. Nasabihan na ako ng ganun dito, na nakakairita.
Well,
yun naman lagi nilang ano.
Although, naisip ko na rin na nung tinanong ko yung sarili ko na am I happy, parang iniisip ko na, paano hindi ka na mag-asawa? Paano mo gagawa ng paraan to be happy? Kailangan ko mag-isip ng alternative na ano.
Pero talaga, as in, bago mag-35, gagawin ko lahat. Wow.
Ako din, magta-travel ako. Sige, magde-date na nga ako, sabi niyo eh.
Online. Oo nga. Sila yung marami namang nakikipag-date sa kanya eh. Oh, ayaw niya lang.
Wow.
Ngayon na, andito ka na dun sa 5-10 years from now. Nandun na tayo sa edad na yon. Can you say na you have everything figured out?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, for me, it's clear to me what I want, but it's not as if I figured things out. And I think mahirap din siya sagutin, especially if it's juxtaposed to what we were 10 years ago when we were in college. Because what we wanted then is not what we want now. Our needs, our opportunities, our privileges all come into play and every day we evolve. So figuring things out is not a one-time thing. It's something that's constantly happening. That doesn't mean we're any less wiser.
I agree. Na at this age, we don't have everything figured out and it's okay. We're okay. Na I think with the younger kids, na feeling nyo, you have to put yourself in a path na mamimit mo yung future goals mo. Isa na okay lang to fail, okay lang na darating ka at a certain age na hindi ka pala yon or hindi mo pala ma-achieve yung certain things. It's okay, you're gonna be okay. You don't have to have everything figured out. Okay lang maging single.
Ay, hindi. Pagod na akong mag-isa. And with that, we end this podcast.
Maghanap na tayo.
Sa mga nakikinig po, kami pong anim ay lahat single.
Yes. Kami pito with Ben.
Napakalungkot ng buhay namin pito.
Minsan lang, lalo pag December, palanig na ulit. Mm-hmm.
Ganun na nga.
It's another year na single na naman tayong lahat.
Yung number ko po ay 0920.
Well, 800 din ang listeners.
Baka naman. O kuya, ano sa ating lahat, ikaw ang pinaka nirarally namin magka-love life.
Dwight?
Ay, si O3? Baka naman?
Pero so to answer yung siguro yung ano, di ba I talked about direction, yun nga naman ang what I would say to my younger self na have a bit more direction. Siguro at this point in time, yes, it's important to have a goal, to have a direction to aim for or to work towards, you know, but don't kill yourself for those goals. At this point in time, you celebrate the small victories and the small steps that you take. Kasi we're forced to really do things differently, physically, mentally, spiritually, have something to look forward to. But don't be too hard on yourself if you're not meeting them right now. Ayan, take it one day at a time. Pa din.
I see, yeah. Sige, go, yeah.
Yung advice for your listener, go to Christ pa din. Pandemic or hindi pandemic, kung it's turn back yung time or not, si Christ pa din. Ask God to reveal himself to you. Siya pa din talaga. He's gonna be the only one standing. Siya talaga yung hope na hindi matitinag ever. God has sustained me before, nung college, nung mga may crush, nung walang crush. Up until itong pandemic, yung depression and all that.
One of the kuyas sa CCF, sabi niya sa akin na, just seek the Lord. Kasi imposible na you seek the Lord tapos hindi kanya dadalin sa community of people. Sabi niya, hanapin mo si God and He will always bring you to the right people. I agree with Yam na kung naghahanap ka ng gagawin, spend some time with God and eventually He will bring you your people. Kasi yun yung isa sa pinaka-grateful ako at this age that nahanap ko yung mga tao na yun. For context sa mga listeners, hindi ko magiging kaibigan yung makausap ko ngayon, dekada friends. Kung hindi dahil kay God, yung the fact na lahat kami galing ng UP, secondary lang yun. It was because we were all seeking God at that age. And eventually, naging friends kami. That's one thing na kung gusto mong mag-spend ng time sa kabataan mo, yun, seek God and your people.
Naalala ko yung sinabi ng isang missionary, there are three things that would last forever. God, His Word, and His people. Sobrang striking siya sa akin. Tapos naisip ko na, if mag-i-invest ako ng time, ng money, effort, everything, iisipin ko talaga kung saan. So, I think better na eternal perspective talaga na ano ba yung nagmamatter ngayon? So, people, family, or friends. Tapos, sobrang source of comfort talaga ngayon si God.
Comforting na even if you don't have everything figured out, alam mo na ending mo naman si God.
Mm-mm, true.
Si Jen. Magna cum laude.
Pressure. Ano ba yan?
Taga-summarize at taga-conclude.
Oo, si Jen.
So, I mean, to answer the question, di ba? Parang no, I don't feel like I have things figured out. Mainly because ang unpredictable ng life. There are so many things unpredictable that can happen. At the same time, ikaw din, you change as a person. And if you can reach those goals, that's good. Ano ko lang siguro is that you have those goals. But if yun lang yung source of happiness mo, then you'll have to feed yourself with successes and achievements. It's not gonna end with one. Siguro, more of the theme nung balance. Think of your life as it's a complex thing. So hindi lang siya one thing. It's not just your goals. Yeah. And then when it comes to faith, I still believe na sobrang personal ng faith. But it is something that you have control over. At one point in your life, you're gonna ask na parang, what kind of person do I want to be? 5 years, 10 years, na parang, ay, this is not the life that I want to be living. You were just living based on the expectations ng society. Kaya for me, naging powerful ang faith was because God calls you to Himself, to submit to Him, to open your life up to Him. At the same time, bumabalik sa'yo yung power ng, oh my gosh, parang gift nga talaga ang buhay ko kay God. And I have this responsibility to steward my life. Hmm. So that's what got me through good times and hard times. We do have more power than we think. Ultimately though, God is in control. But you have the power na to steward your life and leave a legacy.
Ganda nun. Very, ano, very magna cum laude yun.
Okay, magsitayo po tayo at ating awitin. UP naming mahal.
Never ko na memorize.
Aming mahal.
Paman.
Panta. Hindi ko alam yung sunod. Sangirang. Mabuhay ang pag-asa. Totoo po yun, listeners. Kami lang po ang pag-asa ng bayan.
Hindi, joke lang yun. Malapit na tayong ma-defund. Ayan. At dahil puyat na ang mga pag-asa ng bayan. Okay, bye guys. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye guys.
And love you all.
Love you all. Bye-bye.